the history of rock and roll.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you.
So anyone who had a heart could take me in his arms, could love me too. Anyone who had a heart could take me in his arms and always love me.
Anyone had a heart. This was a song that was written the very last minute. It was one of my biggest hits because it wasn't in any way ready to be recorded. Bert and Hal started writing it, and they had just a phrase written. And I walked in the office while they were pondering over whether they should finish it or not, and I asked them to do it, and I sight-read it on a date.
Dionne Warwick mentions Bert and Hal, Bert Bacharach and Hal David, a songwriting team who'll be the subject of an upcoming close-up on the history of rock and roll. Anyone Who Had a Heart shared the 62 charts with a standard created by Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
I left my heart. High on a hill, it calls to me.
Same year also saw Ray Charles switching to the organ and big band backing for a swinging adaptation of One Mint Julep. Gene Pitney was injecting another movie song into the pop hit parade in 1962 with Town Without Pity. It was also the year of Brian Hyland's Sealed with a Kiss.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer, darling, I promise you this. I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Sealed with a kiss.
The pop chart sweep of the rockumentary enters 1963 with another big foreign language record, Kyu Sakamoto's Sukiyaki, in a moment.
Of rock and roll.
Country star Skeeter Davis sang a 63 Song of Sorrow, which was a top 10 entry for the year, The End of the World. Dancing mania sparked by the twist created a need for a new kind of place, a need met by the discotheque. The nightclub with a turntable grew into a potent pop music influence, taking some hit-making power from the jukebox industry. Fresh artists with dance beat repertoires arose from the discotheques into the record charts. Singers such as Trini Lopez.
Well, let me tell you something about discotheques. They're very important for recording artists because people that will not stay home and listen to the radio more than maybe 2-3 hours a day, if that much. They will go in the evenings to a discotheque to be entertained and to dance and have a good time. And that's where you hear a lot of the pop records today. And I was very fortunate that in my day, when I got popular with my records, at the very beginning of my recordings, which was If I Had a Hammer, that was a time that discotheques were just coming up.
Sang his way into stardom in the early 50s, but didn't have a huge record until 1963, when he connected with a song from Broadway's Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
What kind of fool am I, who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only thinking of. What can I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am.
Alpert, a disenchanted actor at the time, found his calling in 1963 with an instrumental recorded in a garage studio.
In the early 60s, I was influenced by the feeling that I felt while watching my first bullfight in Tijuana, and I was interested in trying to capture not so much the sound of the mariachi bands from Mexico, but the overall the atmosphere, the colors and the sounds and whatever. And this is how the first record happened, The Lonely Bull.
Another sound of 63, a nursery tale that maybe wasn't a nursery tale. Momentarily on the history of rock and roll.
History of rock and roll.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
The second most popular record from 1963, according to Cashbox magazine, was Go Away, Little Girl by Steve Lawrence.
Go away. To be alone with you.
Drifters were still cooking in 63, three or four lead singers after their 1953 debut in the rhythm and blues chapter of the history of rock and roll. Jerry Goffin, who teamed up with Carole King to write Up on the Roof, had this to say about the song.
The good songs always seem to come easy because there was, it just flowed, you know, and everything was right, you know. I really liked Up on the Roof. I thought that was a good song. I mean, for that time, I thought it really stood up, you know, and I even like listening to it now once in a while. This song deals with escaping, you know, from the rat race, which is a kind of a cliched subject now, but it wasn't quite as cliched then, or it wasn't such a familiar subject to people's consciousness then. And I wrote it because I thought, you know, that was a relatively new subject for a popular song at the time. And there weren't too many prototypes of songs of that nature. So it was kind of hard to write then because I had no guidelines.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face,
History of Rock and Roll returns with the fourth best-selling record of 1963, a vintage Clover song redone for a new generation of ears.
History of Rock and Roll.
Stars. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Bobby Vinton never made much of a splash as a pop music personality, but for several years he was the most popular male vocalist in the country, thanks to hits such as Blue Velvet. Somewhat less durable was Little Peggy March, whose fame came and went with I Will Follow Him in 1963.
I will follow him. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't
The history of rock and roll travels through 63 with He's So Fine by the Chiffons.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang. Do-lang, do-lang.
He's so fine.
Started as Jan and Arnie, then Dean Torrance replaced Arnie, and Jan and Dean moved in on and up with surf music.
Two girls for every boy. Surf City, here we come. Surf City.
Producer Bones Howell, then a recording engineer working with Lou Adler, remembers Jan and Dean in 1963 for the history of rock and roll.
He liked my work very much, and so he brought me in on the sessions that he was producing with Jan and Dean, which started with Surf City, and went through Honolulu, Lulu, and all the whole drag city and the whole car craze, and finally through skateboards, and anyway, we engineered all of those albums for Jan and Dean, right up to the time when Jan had his accident.
Early in 1965, Jan Berry was seriously injured in an automobile accident which curtailed the recording career of Jan and Dean. The history of rock and roll resumes its survey of pop music with a 1964 triumph by an old-timer.